Good day. October 3rd, our second day in Morocco. Made sure that we first took a walk and picked up some oil for the vehicle, engine oil that is. It's good to keep checking things out, making sure things are running. But so far, all the way from the Netherlands, we have been doing quite all right. So we discovered that there is still room for a lot of cleanup in Morocco, which is a bit of a shame because mostly plastic bottles just are in places that they shouldn't be. People have not the right habits to clean things up. So we did take a walk and enjoyed the park. At some places people are really paying attention and keeping things up, but there's apparently too much going on. The goal today is to get to Essaouira, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I had heard good vibes about it. Again, we followed the main road since we're still on this time schedule where we need to be, or we chose to be, at the end of south end of Western Sahara to be able to comply with the export license plate provisions regarding insurance and the validity of the license plate. So that keeps us moving around. Wasn't it very much of an enjoyable ride to Essaouira? We again did pay some toll, but the toll there is minimal and worth the trouble if you just want to get places, which is what was the case. In Essaouira, we had a contact to make, and that was with Morris. And Morris is an Englishman who connected with us through Nathan and Medea, because he has also been teaching in international schools in different parts of the world and happened to be enjoying himself in Morocco for a few months, finding if he could still serve and having a good time. So we aimed for getting to Essaouira to meet up with him that day. We were able to get there in time to meet up. The biggest challenge was a place to stay, since it was a Friday night and we did not have an idea that there was a music festival going on. So all the hotels that made some sense, and we ended up stopping in places, they were already filled up. And making sense, meaning not too expensive, somewhat reasonable, but definitely close to the old town of Essaouira, which that is what Essaouira is all about. It's been a long time that I was in Marrakesh, but that Marrakesh has all the tourists, but Essaouira has the ambience, the old town. If you ever get to spend time in Morocco, that is the place to go, from how I feel about it. So we ended up getting totally lucky and found a hotel next to the wall where the enclosed part of the town is, Hotel Kashba something, and it was a very reasonably priced and very, very traditional hotel. Even included breakfast for about 500 dirham per night, which is about $50, which is about 40 euros, I guess, thereabouts. Anyway, close enough. So we were able to meet up with Morris. He came to our hotel, and to have a guide there or someone that has been there already for 4 or 5 days and knows his way around made a big difference. So we headed to the old town and enjoyed a dinner there. and just talked and caught up and talked about Medea and Nathan, of course, yes. But no, really, really, lots of fun. If you ever can make it there, please do. So that was made for a great place to stay and gave a great accomplishment for today. Thanks for coming along, and things should get more exciting as we make our way further down through Africa.